is clear enough to all of us which virtue our Lord is telling us to practice here, with the virtue of humility. And as he often does, he uses a parable here. He's just giving an example, but it's based on what are certain practices that the Jews were very familiar with, that the people to whom our Lord was addressing were very familiar. So he uses the example of a Pharisee and a tax collector. Now the Pharisee, we know who they were among the leaders of the Jews and would always take the first places, and they tended to make a show of themselves, just how good they were. And our Lord very frequently criticized them for it. And then they use the example of the tax collector. Now we might say, well, why tax collector? And how frequently we see this used in the Gospels. And the reason is because tax collectors were among the worst of sinners. And of course our Lord knew that very well. And he knew the people, particularly the Pharisees, the leaders, would have nothing to do with sinners. Oh, a sinner, oh, stay away from him, cast him out. You should have nothing to do with him, so we're not defiled too. We don't fall too. But you see the attitude that is displayed here. One who takes the first place always, the big phylactery on his head, etc., to show himself off. And that's the prayer of the Pharisee. See, I'm not like all these other people. I do exactly what I'm supposed to do. I fast, I pray, I give tithes. I do exactly what I'm supposed to do. See how good I am. That's really what he's saying. But that's pride. He's just showing himself off, how good he is. But is there any real faith behind that? Does he really believe in the one whom he's supposed to be serving? That is God himself. See, and then we look at the example of the tax collector who's a sinner and acknowledges it. Does not even raise his head, stays way in the back. Does not come forward at all, leaves his head down, puts his head down. Lord, I'm an unworthy sinner. He acknowledges it. Oh, be merciful to me, a sinner. There's his prayer. Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He's simply asking for God's mercy. Here is the one who is truly humble. Here is the one that our Lord prays. True, he had been a sinner. And we have to look at ourselves now, to examine our own consciences. Where do we stand? We may not be all the worst of sinners. Sometimes we do. So many of us faithfully do what we are supposed to do. But that doesn't mean we don't fall. And if we look at ourselves carefully, examine our consciences carefully, we're going to find we have something we can, without even looking up, beat our breast and say, have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. You see? And what does our Lord say? That's the one that's justified. The one who acknowledges sincerely, truthfully, that he is a sinner, that he needs God's mercy. We need the grace of God to achieve our salvation. And that is, of course, why we're here in this life, on this earth, to achieve our salvation, to achieve union with God. We're here for him. He created us to share his life with us, his love with us. But he's waiting for us to say, I choose it. I want that love. I want you. And how do we do that? That's the example of the tax collector. Have mercy on me, a sinner. And that's precisely why we have this season of Lent, to acknowledge that, to ask for his mercy, and to make that resolution, to turn around, to go back to him, to serve God in everything, to please him, in a word, to love him. Let's make that effort every day to beg his mercy and to show him how much we love him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.